Welcome back to Antigo. We know that there are a lot of friends and family in town who are listening back in the Wausau area. If you're at home, straightening things up or putting things together, we're glad you're joining us for DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Hope you got everything you wanted. Hope the returns and exchanges are going to work out for you, too, over the next couple of days. This is the Evergreens' last couple of hockey games of 2019. Evergreens, should this 4-0 lead that they enjoy over Antigo hold up? We'll play in the championship game tomorrow. And the Evergreens' opponent is to be determined. The Evergreens will either be playing the Bayport Pirates or the Middleton Cardinals. That's the game that will follow ours. So if you're coming over here to see it in person, 6 o'clock, or you will hear it on Fox Sports Radio tape delay at 8 p.m. tomorrow, Liz Holbrook will have the play-by-play here. Sending Liz on the hour-long drive to Langlade County. I'll be doing the D.C. Everest boys basketball home opener tomorrow against Hudson. By the way, that game has a time change, 3 o'clock. Well, it hasn't changed since we've been on the air. Originally on your schedule, that game was supposed to be over at Hudson and was supposed to be a 1 o'clock game. Hudson's got a lot of school renovation work that they're doing, so they asked the Evergreens to host that. Yes, of course. And the Evergreens, who would think, first basketball home game of the season. So that's tomorrow at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. If you're a supporter of all Everest sports, hockey or basketball, regardless of whether your kid or family member is playing, come out and see the boys' basketball team play. They're going to be very good this year. They're already off to a 4-0 start. Everest Hockey is making a bid to get above 500 here. They come here with a 4-4-0 record and have a 4-0 lead. Only goal scored in the second period, Owen Bunnell from Kenton Ottinger made it 4-0. I thought that maybe that was deflected in by Parker Nitzke. That's not the way the officials reported it over at the scoring table. Shots kind of evened out in the period. In fact, Antigo had more on goal than the Evergreens, 9-6. And shots for the game are now what? Yeah, they pretty much evened out. 18-13? It's closer than it was at the end of the first period. 18-13 to the Evergreens' advantage. So the Evergreens look to advance to the championship game of the Antigo-Langlade County Tournament tomorrow. Antigo could be stuck in the consolation game of their own tournament. Doesn't happen very often. Our hockey coverage on Fox Sports is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, gutters. Dunright is a real standout in the community for over 65 years. The ice is almost resurfaced. The teams will be back out for the third period when we come right back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. As the new year awaits, what, next week? Final weekend of 2019, and it starts with some Friday afternoon hockey at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. Through two periods, the Evergreens are cooking on a shutout, and they lead the Antigo Red Robins 4-0. Hockey this afternoon on Fox Sports, brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. DeVorney Orthodontics, improving your smiles across central Wisconsin. Schedule a free consultation. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. And we're brought to you by the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Evergreens are back out on their bench. Ethan Hurt will remain in goal for the Evergreens. Again, he's got the shutout going. Jared Kaczmarczyk, who played very well in goal while Ethan was in the concussion protocol, played in the JV game earlier today. Antigo's coming back onto their bench. And Antigo's got an awful lot to do if they want to get back into this afternoon's game. Wausau East boys basketball to follow. They're playing at the Stratford Tournament today. And then we have a Saturday triple header of Fox Sports high school coverage tomorrow. We'll go through that before we go off the air. Tomorrow's got some basketball and some hockey. The Evergreens tomorrow will be going for the championship here at this Langlade County Antigo tournament. Always nice to bring home a trophy. All right, teams are back on the ice, ready to drop the puck. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens to get our third period underway. And Antigo sends Garrett Husnick to the center circle. There's the drop, and the third period is underway. Evergreens on the far side board, Colby Schmidt. A lot of players have gotten onto the ice for the Evergreens, too, so you love to see that. Evergreens using their depth and still having success. Far side, Colby Schmidt. Schmidt's a goal scorer today. Has a helper, too. Comes out of the zone. This will be icing. Red Robin send it down the ice. Yeah, wave off icing. It's on goal all the way down. Evergreens, here's Grant Ortell. Antigo has it, tries to center it. That went off one of the Everest players, too. Comes all the way down. Again, Antigo kind of evened out the shots in the game. Yaku's trying to send that all the way down, set it up into the rafters. Bounces off the ceiling here at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. Offensive zone face-off for the Red Robins, right in front of our Fox Sports broadcast position. Joe Barletti will take the draw for the Red Robins. Brady Bunnell for the Evergreens. Evergreens win the draw defensively, and Parker Nitzke gets it down the ice. Tries to get that to Quinton Shiro, goes into the corner. Shiro's going to battle for it there. Evergreens have Alec Kisley on the ice. Kisley tries a wraparound, and Bunnell kept the door closed. That's Brody Bunnell, the Antigo goalkeeper. He's a senior. Evergreens comes out of the zone. Everett's going to have to touch up. Kisley circles back, now sends it into the corner. Evergreens are onside. Antigo's got a player closest to it behind the net. Antigo tries to clear this out. The Evergreens hold this in. Holding this in is Quinton Shiro. Shiro gets it centered. It's just a little bit behind Brady Bunnell. Evergreens hold in. Yaku's far sideboard stick handling down near the net. Yaku's is behind the net. Tried to center. Wow, the goalkeeper's on the wrong side of the post. The Evergreens couldn't get it centered. Yaku's puts that on. He's wide of the near side post. Brody Bunnell lost sight of that puck while it was behind the net. He was on the near side, and the puck was on the far side. Evergreens have to go off the boards out of the zone. Evergreens will touch up, icing. 2 minutes down in the third period. Evergreens 4, Antigo nothing. Hockey is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. It's simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Evergreens win that draw, but it bounces off one of the Antigo players. And the Evergreens, well, Antigo was going to have a two-on-one, but the one who outskated everybody down there was Parker Hurt. Hurt hustling on defense for the Evergreens. Antigo holds the zone, far side boards. And Hurt engages there with Chris Krieger. Sent him into the boards. Krieger still has the puck. Hurt got a little bit of help there coming up from Parker Nitzke. Nitzke's played very well today. Evergreens have just iced the puck. Antigo will have another offensive zone faceoff. Again, a lot of players rotating in and out today for Everest. Evergreens may have to use a shorter bench, keep their number ones on the ice longer in tomorrow's championship game. Bayport usually has a good hockey program. Don't know much about Middleton, but those are the other teams that are playing, and the Evergreens will be playing one of those. Off the faceoff, Eddie Zinda fights for it down the ice. Evergreens are on time. Zinda took a high hit up across the boards. We'll play through that. Still pinned up across the boards, right in front of the Antigo bench. Came free, was bouncing in front, and Antigo comes back the other way. Antigo from outside the blue line, bounces off the boards behind the net, came out, and the Evergreens' Yaku's was there. Evergreens' counterattacking chance. Parker Nitzke, near side boards, had Zinda centering, couldn't get it to him. Carries behind the net. Zinda center went right under the stick of his teammate. Had Yaku straighting there. Zinda with a nice pass, just inches too far out in front. What could have been a fifth goal for the Evergreens. Again from behind the net, Evergreens try and get this centered in front. No stick down for the Evergreens. Pops out of the zone. Opportunities being developed from behind the net. Again, that's because of the stronger, fresher teams winning the battle to the puck there. Chance there came out in front for Ortell. Couldn't get it on goal, couldn't steer it. comes all the way out of the zone. Evergreen's retreat. Parker hurt. Off the boards. Here comes Hackbarth for the Evergreens. Hackbarth behind the net, stays in front. He's taken down in front. No penalty. Paid through it. Hackbarth skated just outside the crease. Bounces off the far side boards, comes out of the zone. Antigo one on two, and the one who got sandwiched there is Carter Milchak. Evergreen's players back were Parker Hurd and Grant Ortell, made Milchak into a sandwich. And again, Antigo, you know, when you have the team that's not as deep, it looks like you wear down a little bit in the third period. Antigo's not skating as fast as the Evergreens here. Like a 4-0 kind of dispiriting match starting to take its toll on the Red Robins with 12:40 to play. Here's Yaku's near side. It's Hackbarth in the center if he finds him. Keeps it himself. Shot is wide of the near side post. Bounces all the way off the boards. Now on the near side. Held in by Parker Hurt. Hurt sends it behind the net. No teammate there. Antigo defender comes back. And they just turn the puck over on the far side. Kyle Jaglinski comes up. It was in front. Evergreens had a player there. Alex Kisley had to go through the crease. Yaku's from the corner now behind the net. Yaku's looks to center. Kisley in front, jabbing at it. It's underneath Bunnell, and a whistle. Kisley was pulled down and almost shoved into the net. Going to play through that? Yep, no penalty here. Whistle kind of saved Brody Bunnell there. Evergreens put a lot of traffic in front of the Red Robins net there. No goal. 12-12 to play, 4-0. Kisley, who took the worst of the collision, was going to take the draw. Now he's out of there. Bunnell will take the drop for the Evergreens. Kisley goes cross-ice. Evergreen shot that's deflected. While almost steering that in was Quinton Shiro on the near post. Shiro unable to win the battle along the boards. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens have to clear. Kisley tries to hold in. It's at neutral ice now. Red Robins coming back. Evergreens have two players back. And that got a little bit behind. Stick checked away from Krieger and comes out of the zone. Good defense there. Parker Hurt for the Evergreens. Kenton Ottinger. Ottinger's got it along the far side boards. Ottinger just took a big hit. He was rolled. We're going to play through that, too. Bit of fast-moving match. Two officials just looked at each other like, are we okay with that? And they decided yes. Evergreens pick up the puck at neutral ice. Yaku's, and that puck goes into the scorer's box and out of play. So we've got a stoppage at 11:22 to play. A scoreless third period so far. The Evergreens just seems like they already have what they're going to need this afternoon. They're up 4-0. And we'll drop the puck right at center ice. Evergreens' Parker Nitzke takes the draw. Antigo comes away with it. Here's Reese Meyer. Meyer shot on goal from just over the blue line. Pops off the blocker. Another save for Ethan Hurt and goes out of play. Is that the first save? Second save that Hurt's had to make here. Got a penalty upcoming, and it's against the Evergreens. Parker Nitzke goes to the box. This comes at 5:49 of the third period. Evergreens 2-for-2 on the power play so far. Evergreens have had only one power play for themselves. It came 30 seconds into the game and the Evergreens scored on it.
2-minute minor for slashing.
Slashing. Yeah, Antigo has not had a good-looking power play so far. This is their third chance. Antigo holds the offensive zone here along the near side boards. Battling for it is Garrett Husnick. Antigo comes away, centering in front, just a little bit behind, swept towards the goal, wide of the near post. Isaac Wickersham got a look. It's the most pressure Antigo's put on the net in this power play so far. Rebounded out of the zone, and Antigo's got a clear. 1:20 left in the Everest penalty kill. Antigo starts their rush along the far side boards. That's Wickersham again, carries it behind the net. Evergreens have Kenton Ottinger there. Ottinger sends it down the ice. All the way down to the opposing goalie, Brody Bunnell, who leaves it for his teammates. Evergreens get new skaters on. Halfway through the penalty kill, 1 minute in the Red Robins' mad advantage. Yaku's is on for the Evergreens. And Hackbarth. Hackbarth behind his own net, sweeps it all the way down to the far side corner. Red Robins will play chase again. 10 minutes to play in the game, 45 seconds left in the Red Robins man advantage. Red Robins got a couple of looks earlier in the power play and nothing since. And they've just turned the puck over to Davis Hackbarth at red line, sends it into the corner again. Hackbarth will come off. Another skater comes on for the Evergreens. Again, Antigo having trouble. They just turned the puck over again. Bunnell comes forward, plays to the corner. Evergreens shorthanded, have Eddie Zinda behind the net. Evergreens possessing the puck short, trying to get that centered in front. Evergreens still hold. Pops up along the far side boards, cross the crease and into the far corner, and this penalty kill is going to end with the Evergreens possessing down a man. A very good-looking penalty kill for the Evergreens. And there it is. At 5-on-5, shot on goal for Antigo. Garrett Husnick, stick save by Ethan Hurt. Evergreens have Yakuz chasing now. Antigo player overskated the puck, and Eddie Zinda flips it ahead to Yakuz. It's just a little bit too far out in front of Jacob, or he was going to make a beeline to the goal unmolested. Almost. Yakuz scored the first goal of this game. Evergreens are on a change here, a little bit confused. Antigo almost gathered that puck between. Now Parker Hurt. Evergreens back with five skaters on the ice. Got that ahead to Kisley. 8.5 to decide this. No goal scored in the third period. Evergreens still up 4-0. Bouncing puck that goes back into the corner. See if Antigo can hold this offensive zone. Dylan Lewis, senior forward. Not first to it. Evergreens faster skaters here. All the way down the ice. Quinton Shiro's there for the Evergreens. Shiro wins the battle in the corner. Antigo's got a defender there. Carries it behind the net. Puck's a little bit too far out of Quinton's range. 1-on-2, Antigo back the other way. Stick checked away. Parker Hurt. Hurt's defense has been stellar today. Down the ice, icing. Been a couple of sequences, two, three times in the second period, and here in the third, too, where the Evergreens have had just two guys back, and Parker's been one of them, and saved his goalie from having to make tougher chances. 8 minutes to play. Offensive zone face-off for the Red Robins. Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens, and he wins it. Sent around the boards. Antigo doesn't have a player on that far side, and the Evergreens possess Ortell. Fancy stick handling, went right past two Antigo players, and Ortell's onside. Ortell near side post, shot off the pads. Well, Ortell deserved to take that shot because he beat the two defenders. Fancy stick handling, Grant Ortell. Evergreens still hold the zone here. It's behind the net. Hackbarth just absorbed a big hit and wins the battle to the puck, too. Gets it out in front. Jaglinski shot. Glove save. Oh, that's a robbing save by Brody Bunnell. Jaglinski had a lot of the net there till Bunnell reached down. Look what I've got. Evergreens were robbed of a fifth goal there. 7:25 left in this one. Evergreens are not in any danger. Really, the questions here are whether we will have another goal scored here, and whether the Evergreens will be able to preserve their shutout. Evergreens win this draw, fight for it in the corner, battle behind the net. Evergreens had Hackbarth in front if they could get the puck to him. Instead, they can't. Turned over by Antigo in the zone corner. Evergreens on the backhand side, a little bit too long for Ortell. Yakuz came off his stick at the point and goes out of the zone. Yakuz wanted that on the forehand side. He'll hold the puck. Jacob possesses and now gets ahead. Tried to set that up to Colby Schmidt. Ortell, far side boards. 6:45 to play. Ortell behind the net. Schmidt for the Evergreens. And Evergreens are the bigger, more physical team. That's one of the reasons why the Evergreens have been winning these battles behind the net. Antigo gets it out of the zone, but Hackbarth neutralized. Hackbarth skating. Yeah, he looks like the fresh skater, and the Antigo players look like they're skating through sand right now. Evergreens players, when they come out, just moving faster than the Red Robins. Antigo sends us all the way down. Thank you very much, young man. Lost my blue pen, was about to change color on my score sheet. Nice Antigo player goes down and gets it for me. We appreciate that. Nice host here at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. Evergreen skating on goal, saved and covered up by Brody Bunnell. 6 minutes to decide this one, still 4-0 Everest. Everest will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Evergreens ask Brady Bunnell to take the draw. The Antigo player wins it, but Yakuz is back for the Evergreens. Out of the zone, Yakuz circles back. Back at his own defensive blue line. Just a faster skater. Again, another ever starter that just moving at a different speed than the Red Robins. Red Robins not as deep, and their players just aren't as good on their skates. Isaac Wickersheim. Wickersheim, far side board, save for the Evergreens. Ethan Hurt put that on one stride over the blue line on the far side board. It was on target, and Hurt will hold on to it for an offensive zone faceoff. Hurt is 5 minutes and 40 seconds away from a comeback shutout. That's nice when you have a kid who's missed some time because of injury, finally gets back on the ice, and then shuts out a rivalry opponent. That's a pretty good storyline for the Evergreens. Everest wins this draw in their defensive zone. Coming up here is Parker Hurt. Hurt carries all the way to his own blue line. Kisley's on the ice for the Evergreens, too. Turned over here. Antigo takes it away. Sends it off the boards. Two on two for the Red Robins coming back the other way. And skating into the corner is Carter Malauchik. Comes out in front. Shot that's deflected. While blocking that was Brady Bunnell. Save what was going to be a straight-on shot halfway down the circles. Bunnell sacrifices the body. Antigo tries to circle back one of the Evergreens without a stick. Kisley picks up the lumber. Behind the net for the Evergreens is Parker Hurt. Hurt bounces it off, gets forward to Kisley, has the lumber back, bounced off the boards and out of the zone. Antigo possesses back at their own defensive blue line. Under five to play now as the Evergreens looking for a shutout here of their rival Red Robins. Antigo almost turned that over right in front of Quinton Shiro. So Antigo sends to the corner. Nobody there for the Red Robins. The Evergreens have Yakuz there. Yakuz sends it out. Evergreens have a one on two coming back the other way, fighting Quinton Shiro. Shiro taken down. No penalty on that. Are you kidding me? Shiro was yanked to the ice by one of the two Antigo defenders back there, and we play on. Antigo coming back the other way, carrying behind the net Garrett Husnick. Husnick circled all the way back, went out of the zone. Two on two for the Evergreens the other way. Zinda and Shiro and played behind the board. Zinda's chasing it. 4 minutes to play. Want to make sure you get out of here without any injury. Evergreen's going to play for the championship tomorrow. Don't want it to get chippy in the final couple of minutes of play here. Wave off icing here. Evergreen's chasing the puck. Well, that's off goal. It didn't touch anyone. Nope, wave it off. Evergreen's overskated the puck in their defensive end. Parker Hurt comes back. Evergreens move this puck forward. Here's Owen Bunnell. Owen's a goal scorer today. Puts that on goal. Looking for a second. That's off the pads. It goes into the corner. Two and a half, three and a half left here to decide this one. Puck's behind the net. Overskated there by the Evergreens Colby Schmidt. Bunnell for Antigo. The goalie trying to keep the near side post closed. Denies a wraparound chance. Near side board. Shot loose in front. Hackbarth put that on. Goes behind the net again. Colby Schmidt wins the battle for the puck. Zinda turns around. Put that off the blocker and goes into the corner. Evergreens are peppering the net but haven't broken. Again, outcome is academic. Evergreens still doing some good work. Evergreens have not really taken their foot off the gas. Getting a lot of looks at the net in the closing moments. Evergreens behind the net, traffic in front, lunging out and covering up is Brody Bunnell. Bunnell probably needs a moment to catch his breath. He's turned aside a lot of shots in the middle and later stages of the third period. Just 2:42 left in this one. So we know the Evergreens will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow. You'll hear the broadcast at 8 if you can't make it here. What we don't know is will it be Middleton or Bayport? That'll be the championship game. Those teams will play once we're done. Offensive zone faceoff. Evergreens win it. Can't hold it in the blue line. Kept in there by Jaglinski. Got his stick down. Blades it to the corner. High hit there on Alex Kisley. Play through that. Yeah, Evergreens would be happy to get out of here without any injuries. No drama. Lava. Kyle Jaglinski sent it behind the net. Evergreens there. While Kisley was in front, instead they go back to Jaglinski. Cross ice. Good passing sequence to Yakuz. Yakuz slides it right through the crease. He's trying to set up Brady Bunnell on the far side post. Went into the corner, comes out. 2 minutes left. Antigo, two on two, coming back the other way. Fanning on that shot down at the other end was Joe Valenpesta. Valenpesta had the best look at the goal for Antigo in a while. got past one of the Everest defenders, not the second, then jabbed at the puck with his stick, went right over the top of the biscuit. Puck here goes out of play with 1:53 left. 1:53 away for Ethan Hertz. Comeback shutout. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. Evergreens win the draw. Behind the net now. Now near side corner. Another Everest player taken down there. No whistles. No penalties called here in this third period. Anigo comes back the other way. Everest has two defenders back. Parker hurt. Deflected off of Parker's stick and out of play. Nitski, who's played well for the Evergreens, was back too. Offensive zone faceoff for the Red Robins. .136 till final horn. Parker Nitski will take the draw against Isaac Wickersheim. Evergreens win this. Two on two coming back the other way. Zinda for the Evergreens plays into the corner. Nitski behind the net while goalie's out of position, and one of the Anigo defenders had to come up and help out. The Evergreens won the battle of that puck. The net was empty. Clock continues to tick down. Evergreens leading 4-0. Looks like we may have a scoreless third period here. While Anigo centering in front. One final chance off Wickersheim's stick and into the corner. One of the few times that Anigo has had a good pass. Wickersheim just lowered the boom there on Grant Ortel. He's okay. Loose in front. Hurt. Save for the Evergreens. It gets it off to the side. So Hurt's going to earn his shutout at the one-minute mark. Everest player Zinda yanks down again from behind, and we're going to call a penalty on that, thank goodness. Again, Anigo's got some frustrations that are boiling over there. Zinda was hooked from behind and pulled down, and the penalty whistle does sound. Wickersheim will go to the box with 47 seconds left in the game. Evergreens will skate 5-on-4 for the closing moments. And again, Ethan Hurt, who's probably going to get the shutout, had to make probably his toughest saves of the night right there at the end. Puck right on the doorstep, kept his stick down, got it off to the side. Yeah, they're calling this as a 5-minute major on Wickersheim. Quinton Shiro wins the draw for the Evergreens. Contact from behind, I would think. Yeah, checking from behind. Evergreens possess the puck here in the final 35 seconds. Evergreens have Yaku's behind the net here. Evergreens go back out to the blue line. Now that pass was a little wide, goes out of the zone, goes all the way down to the ice. It is all academic now. The Evergreens will advance to the championship of this Anigo tournament. Final rush up the ice at the 15-second mark. Number 15, Quinton Shiro for the Evergreens. Evergreens try and get this centered out in front, skating with a man advantage for the final 10. Anigo has just poked the puck out of the zone, and that's where this game will end. A convincing win for the Evergreens, 4-0. Ethan Hurt gets the shutout and celebrates with his teammates. The Evergreens have just defeated the Anigo Red Robins. The final score is 4-0. We'll be back with a happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Fairgrounds. I'm Chris Conley. We're wrapping up our hockey coverage. The Evergreens have just defeated the Anigo Red Robins 4-0. I'll tell you this, over the years, Anigo and Everest have played some great rivalry games. The Evergreens come over here and play the Red Robins, it seems like every year in this Anigo tournament. And when Anigo comes over to our place, just a lot of those games have just been fabulous, entertaining hockey that these programs year in, year out have been about even. But this year, Anigo is down, and the Evergreens are the better team. That certainly proved out tonight. The Evergreens built a 3-0 lead in the first period, never looked back. They scored just 38 seconds into the game on a power play goal. Davis Hackbarth setting up Jacob Yakus with Peyton Milechin in the penalty box for Anigo. Just all of that 30 seconds into the match. Evergreens added goals in the first period from Colby Schmidt and from Davis Hackbarth. In the second period, Kenton Ottinger set up Owen Bunnell. Owen's first varsity goal. The sophomore lights the lamp and made it 4-0. We played scoreless hockey through the third period, even though the Evergreens outshot the Red Robins 15-6 in that scoreless third period. Ethan Hurt is part of the storyline for the Evergreens, too. The goalie who had been out with a concussion comes back after sitting for several weeks and comes back and records a 19-save shutout. So coming up next, we'll have Wausau East boys basketball. They're playing at the Stratford Tournament. You'll hear that game on tape delay in its entirety. Tomorrow on Fox Sports is a high school sports triple header. We will start at 3:45. The Evergreens have their home basketball opener as the Evergreens will take on Hudson. I'll be on the mic for that game. Then Tom King will be over at the championship game of the Stratford Tournament where Walsall East is playing. And then Liz Holbrook will be here at the Langlade County Fairgrounds to call the championship game of the Zandigo Tournament. So Liz Holbrook filling in for yours truly as the Evergreens will play either Middleton or Bayport, depending on the results of this upcoming game, which is next here on this ice at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. The Evergreens get four goals from four different players and outshoot Antigo tonight by a total of 33-19. Shutout for Ethan Hurt. Congratulations. Again, repeating our final score, it's DC Everest 4, Antigo nothing. And that wraps up this Friday afternoon's hockey coverage. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to the Evergreens on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.